Blog Talk Radio.
You know who to call, what to do, what you got, what it do, is it real? I respect it. This is a spot where you can get connected, network, create progression, unsigned, treated with profession, inspired individuals grinding to catch a dream, yeah. We can all make it say, yeah. Spotlight in your city, yeah. Magic love, get lifted. If you really ready, say, yeah. If you really ready, say, yeah. You know, you know.
Yo, 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 man, I apologize for the freaking delay. We had some technical difficulties, and I'm going to try to stay calm and just keep the show rolling. It's Turned Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Maggie Love. We are live from Jacksonville, Florida. Again, I apologize for the technical difficulties at the beginning of the show. I appreciate everybody for being patient and staying tuned in. As always, thank you to the artists for tuning in and submitting your music. I'm going to go ahead and play a track or two, try to keep this thing rolling a little bit. I'm kind of like, I have anxiety, so that freaked me out here. So, again, I apologize for the technical difficulties. It's Turned Up Tuesdays. We're going to go ahead and get this thing going. The first track is going to be by an artist named Miz, representing Philly, Fight the Pain. He's now here in Duval, Jacksonville, Florida, doing his thing under Visionary Entertainment. Here we go with Miz, Fight the Pain.
Got lyrics full of anger. Somehow I fight the pain. 100 miles an hour, in and out of lanes. Might lose control and flip. And when I do, don't blame the rain. And when I'm gone, don't forget me. And don't miss because of fame. The streets taught me to stay alive. Just thought that I reminded. Mama got my back, just like this chair that I'm reclined in. Sydney told me this 2 years ago, and now I'm shining. And Brad showed me Tony Hawk ain't shit without the grinding. Now Nola got me on my toes, stand tall like Andrew Bynum. And I'm buzzing like a beeper, and it's on top of the counter. I see they fiend for problems, I just pray we don't encounter. Cause on my mom's, I got too much to lose, my dudes are ground, you see. I remember nights, me and mommy used to fuss and fight. I was never guilty, but she was never home at night. Couldn't find a reason, I started smoking, it never came to life. Then it all got dark like when Stevie Wonder lost his sight. But it's not what it seemed no more. doubt my dough. Few homies claimed his love, but too much pride revealed a phony. And I'm wishing on the stars like Orion's or fancy cars. I'm trying to find some shade under this money tree. A lot of niggas hate me, cause they ain't got a dream. No money in my pocket, same pair of jeans. Yeah, the life of me. So fuck the world, fuck the world. They hate a young nigga that can fuck your girl. They hate a young nigga that can touch a mill. Hate you if you fake, hate you more if you real. Three.
Yo, that was Miz. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on Twitter at 3Stripes. That's the number 3Stripes, spelled with 3 I's, P-E-Z, 3Stripes. But look him up, Miz, on YouTube. That was Fight the Pain. Again, this is Turn Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love. I apologize for the technical difficulties at the beginning of the show, but we're going to keep this thing rolling. This next track I'm going to play is by because it's called Turn Up. And you know, we hear Turn Up Tuesdays. So I'm gonna go ahead and play Jennifer. You can follow her on Twitter at Jennifer, JennifaiR. Again, we are live from Jacksonville, Florida. I'm your host, Maggie Love. Here we go.
Zero to 62 seconds, make the coupe sprint. Waste Hold up.
This
hold
is up. How you turn up.
International flow, about to make some dough. Sight set on something bigger though, won't settle for local, oh no. Doubt me, well let's go. He ain't like the rest of them other guys. Y'all tank on low, I'm full gas, wave as a pass you by, he got a different kind of flow. But it's so smooth, he don't do it so-so. Put us in the middle with the pack, I react. You perform so sad, how an insight can never flat, I'ma give it to you, no pause. The way I do it, leave it like, oh, mine. Yeah, never taking no loss. Even if I got it, go so hard. They don't know, they don't really know why. They don't know, they don't really know why. They don't know, they don't really know why. They don't know, they don't really know why.
So why you grilling me? You ain't really feeling me. I'm in my lane, folks. Tell me I ain't killing it. That's the solution, though. You see me at the top. This don't stop. IRB got it locked.
Okay,
I'm coming back with some more. Like Cassidy the phone. Swag looking like how he do with more questions, I'm sure. Main question like why he do with more like me, I know. So ask me if that motivate me, answer is you know. So I flip it back, take notes, some DJs, they reply to me, I fast forward. Got some hits, my people all behind me, and it's all good, I hold it down. Say yo, you feeling me, O-Town, rest strong, my team going in G.
They don't know, they don't really know why. They don't know, they don't really know why. They don't know, they don't really know why. They don't know, they don't really know why.
So why you grilling me? You ain't really feeling me. I'm in my lane, folks. Tell me I ain't killing it. That's the solution, though. Just see me at the top. Just don't stop. IRB got it locked.
They don't really know. They don't know, they don't really know why. They don't know, they don't really know why. They don't know, they don't really know why. They don't know, they don't really know why.
So why you grilling me? You ain't really feeling me. I'm in my lane, folks. Tell me I ain't killing it. That's the solution, though. Just see me at the top. This don't stop. IRB got it locked.
They don't really
you know my swag is stay on cold. I'm representing the O. Ball hard and you know, salute to my folks that's on the same road. I lay it down, so doubt that. If I fall, snap right back. My style fitted like a cap. I am a pro, just like a map. I know dude want a cruise by to make a work hard work, that's no lie. Main reason I don't sleep in my dream zone. In the middle of the crib like all night. Visualizing how I'm gonna change the game. In my lane, I will be no shame. I let them know.
They don't know, they don't really know why. They don't know, they don't really know why. They don't know, they don't really know why. They don't know, they don't really know why.
So why you grilling me? You ain't really feeling me. I'm in my lane, folks. Tell me I ain't killing it. That's the solution, though. Just see me at the top. This don't stop. IRB got it locked.
Got lyrics full of anger, somehow I fight the pain. 100 miles an hour, in and out of lanes. Might lose control and flip, and when I do, don't blame the rain. And when I'm gone, don't forget me, and don't miss me cause of fame. The streets taught me to stay alive, just thought that I reminded. Mama got my back, just like this chair that I'm reclined in. Sydney told me this 2 years ago, and now I'm shining. And Brad showed me Tony Hawk ain't shit without the grinding. Now Nola got me on my toes, stand tall like Andrew Bynum. And I'm buzzing like a beeper, and it's on top of the counter. I see they fiend for problems, I just pray we don't encounter. Cause on my mom's, I got too much to lose, my dudes are grounded, you see. I remember nights, me and mommy used to fuss and fight. I was never guilty, but she was never home at night. Couldn't find a reason, I started smoking, it never came to life. Then it all got dark, like when Stevie Wonder lost his sight. But it's not what it seemed no more. The ones who used to love rejecting me, now kicking down my door. Few homies claimed his love, but too much pride revealed a phony. And I'm wishing on the stars like Orion's and fancy cars. I'm trying to find some shade under this money tree. A lot of niggas hate me, cause they ain't got a dream. No money in my pocket, same pair of jeans. Yeah, the life of me. So fuck the world. Fuck the world. They hate a young nigga that can fuck your girl. They hate a young nigga that can touch a mill. Hate you if you fake. Hate you more if you real. Three.
Yo, 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 it's Turned Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Maggie Love. We are live from Jacksonville, Florida. Again, that was Miz with Fight the Pain. The track before that, They Don't Know, that was International Rock B, who's going to be here in a few minutes. So, again, I thank everybody for tuning in. I apologize for the technical difficulties at the beginning of the show, but as always, we figure it out and we keep it rolling. This next track I'm going to play is by an artist named Don Perignon, featuring Ace Da Vinci. Don Perignon featuring Ace Da Vinci. You can follow him on Twitter at It's Don Perignon. He's representing Chicago. The name of this track is called Live Fast. Again, make sure y'all follow these artists on Twitter and link up with them on other social media networks. Help them get their numbers up. The numbers are very, very important for them to get to that next level. So do all that you can in supporting the artist and staying consistent with it. If it's something you like and they're selling it, purchase it, you know, add it to your iTunes collection or what have you. But this next track is called Live Fast by Don Perignon featuring Ace Da Vinci.
Sir, Reaper on the track. Reaper on the track. Big.
Yeah, Don Perignon.
Run along. Shorty know that I'm in motion when I'm in that that's coming home.
fella. On a scale of amazing though, I'm waving your tail, think raising a bow. Shorty wanna bop this dot, and I ain't even waving her. I got a whole lot of shade when I flow, blow like a po-po when I aim at the dough. Me and my bro though, we ain't gonna go, you will die. You ain't never seen an angel before, so chill, Charlie. Don't you bounce your body, we just came to party. We just came to bop, ace of bitch booming. Peace to the nigga dizzy out in Lumen. Living life so fast, it's like we're zooming. You ain't getting no money, know what you're doing. Smart mouth, bitch.
Live fast, smoke good, live fast, smoke good, live fast, smoke good, 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 smoke good, live fast, live fast, smoke good, smoke good, live fast, live fast, smoke good, smoke good, live fast.
Smoke good, live fast. That was Don Perignon featuring Ace Da Vinci. You can follow him on Twitter at It's Don Perignon. And it's spelled just how it sounds. It's Don Perignon representing Chicago. Once again, I am Maggie Love. We are live here from Jacksonville, Florida. It's Turn It Up Tuesdays. Again, I apologize for the technical difficulties in the beginning. But as always, you know, we make it happen and keep it rolling. Even though I freaked out, I ain't gonna lie. We're gonna go ahead and bring in our guests. International Rob B, artist of Get Lifted Entertainment, who I've been having a pleasure working with and continue to work with. So this is going to be an interesting interview considering I do manage him and I already know him. So I had to figure out questions to ask this guy that would be interesting for everyone else. So Rob, Mr. Ice Cream Man.
Yo.
What up, Mr. Ice Cream Man? Yeah, I can hear you, Mr. Ice Cream Man.
Man, try not to make me laugh too much, man. I don't want to bust one of these stitches in my mouth, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to take it easy on you. I'm going to take it easy on you. We don't want any of the drool all over the cell phone. You have to get it replaced for water damage.
All right. Only you would think of that.
You have to get that job placed for water damage. But anyway, I'm glad you made it through the surgery because I seen your post on Facebook and I'm like, he is over there going through it.
Man, yo, that post that I posted something on Instagram, one of the videos, and I don't even remember posting it. All I remember is like waking up. Like, damn, got gauze in my mouth and all that. And I was already at the crib. They was like, yeah, you was going in. You said congratulations to the oral surgeon. You know, you told your mom you had a nice watch. You were happy with everything and the plates looked good. I was like, what? She said, and then I was driving home. I recorded an Instagram video. And then I went home and was out. I was like, hell nah, man.
Wow.
You can't give me no anesthesia no more, man.
So basically, they gave me some good stuff. They gave me some good stuff.
Yeah, that's what they're telling me, man. But I don't like to not remember, though. I'm one of them drunks that remember everything.
You really put yourself in a category of drunks. All right, I'm going to add that to the EPK.
Nah, I'm not really a drunk, but you know what I mean.
Nah, but... You have been working very, very hard here the past, what are we, 9 months? Yeah, the past 9 months. Literally, you've been working hard the past 9 months. We put together a plan last year on different goals that we wanted to meet in 2013, and you kind of like took the initiative and made sure you took the necessary steps and made the necessary steps and took actions to have everything play out to lead you up to this point. So, with that being said, go ahead and introduce the people. Introduce yourself to the people that may not know who you are.
Well, International Rob B. You guys can call me Rob B or IRB, but I reside in Orlando, Florida. Obviously a hip-hop R&B artist, I like to say that I'm a R&B soul with hip hop talent. So, you know, that's me. I've been doing this for a while, and that I won't say too much because it may be a question that you may ask, but that's who I am.
That's who he is, International Rob B. You can call me IRB, Smooth Rob. You can look him up. Check out his website, internationalrob-b.com. Basically, we make sure that stays updated for you all to keep up with his latest tracks and things like that. And speaking of that, it's funny because the busier I get, the less I get to speak to Rob. And a lot of times, music and things that he's working on, I just kind of like let him do his thing. And I get projects when they're complete. And I don't get to enjoy the music as I used to because I'm always working on other things. So I kind of feel like I'm a fan at this point. Like, even though I'm your manager, I'm still a fan because I got to try to make time and catch it. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
you released a couple of tracks here. The first one was To the Limit, right? That was like the latest, the newest release from since you've done Evolve, right?
Right. Yeah, I did Evolve, and then Evolve Reloaded, and I released, it was To the Limit with Evolve Reloaded, kind of packaged that up. It was a shout out to Zom. You know, that was actually a contest that I entered with a beat that he produced, and I ended up winning the contest. Best song on YouTube. You know, real short and simple. Artist picked one of his beats and submitted on YouTube, and everybody, you know, listens to it, and, you know, they end up judging it. I think they had like 3 or 4 judges, and I ended up winning out of like 15 or 16 entries, so that was pretty cool. And so, you know, we ended up releasing that along with the video that I submitted for the actual contest. But we did that, and we actually released, it was that, and...
What, have y'all started?
I mean, we kind of like, kind of cross promoted. It was What Have Y'all Started? It was I Got It. That was in the mix. Better This Way. It was cool because we had options. You know, as an artist, you want to have the ability to have options. You want to actually be kind of stumped with what to release. That's a good thing, at least in my eyes. And, you know, we were able to cross-promote a lot of records that people were feeling, because that's what it is. I mean, you know, you can release something and have the people speak for itself and let people know, hey, you know, I like this song. We'd like it on a bigger stage. So, you know, we had the ability to do that. And then obviously leading up to the latest release, which was we did Fly Away. We did a video with that, obviously, and it made that prime time as far as promotional goes, and then leading up into the latest single, which was Thinking of a Way.
Awesome. I'm going to play several of your tracks throughout the interview. So please don't mind me if, like, throughout our conversation when we talk about a track, I just go ahead and start playing that track. Since we have so many, because what I did was I started from Progression, which Rob released last year. I took some songs from each project that you've done, starting with Progression, Evolve Reloaded, and then the latest, which is Thinking of a Way, that's going to be off of your new project. So I'm going to actually start with Progression, and one of the favorites off of that particular project was a song called Better This Way, which he just mentioned, featuring an artist by the name of Ben Bascom as well. So I'm going to go ahead and spin that track Better This Way. It was released last year, but we're just going to, what I'm doing is I want you all to kind of like pay attention to the progression of Rob's music. Like I said, Progression was his first project, well, first EP, and then Evolve Reloaded, and we released a new single off of his upcoming project called Flourished. So check it out. Y'all let us know. Follow him on Twitter, smoothrob_B, and give him some feedback. We're always open for feedback, whether you like it or not. You know, that's the only way that we can move forward is by your honesty. So here we go with Better This Way by International Rob B.
No.
Read your mind, girl, I do it all the time. And I'd be lying if I say I didn't enjoy the time. Late nights, bag rub, let the stress flow. How you dig it was a trip by the back door. Cliche, how we met up on the Thursday. Who knew I'd get a chance just by asking if you thirsty? I will say how I want you in the worst way. You say you got a man, complicated what they all say. Hey, I ain't tripping what you running for. This ain't the first or the last, what you staying for? A question I gotta ask, I'm involved too. So if you feeling in between, me too. And if you stressed or relieved, me too. I just want you flying high, no jet blue. I understand that you're going through it. And if you better off moving on, I see it. Go, we can do it real slow, you know what you gotta know, I can do you better, but you know, candlelight, good food, ought to do it for ya, alone nights, that'll do it to ya, me, I'm just doing what I'm supposed to, you say I don't know you, let me know you, we can ride through the late nights, I know your past been rough, but live life, many girls in your position will shut down, I just wanna see you smile when I come around. And if you come around, guarantee no going down. Only up, cause my stock worth investing now. I understand that you going through it. And if you better off moving on, I see it.
Yo, 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 Better This Way by International Rob B. I like that track. That was like one of the first projects I want to say that he worked on when I started managing him. And I was really excited about it. Got me vibing, got the ladies vibing. So, yeah, you want to talk about that track? You want to talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, I was fortunate to come across that record, actually. You know, working on the project, I mean, obviously Progression as a whole, what that meant was just, I was a work in progress. You know, when I had met you, obviously I was at a bottom, you know, from a former relationship with my manager. And, you know, I just wanted to just, you know, start from the bottom and really just try to build something. And so I was fortunate to hear another artist from Orlando by the name of Twan D, the student. He had a project out at the time, and he had Ben Bascom actually featured on a couple of records. And now when I heard him, I was like, yeah, man, we definitely got to do something, because I like his sound, I like the vibe. So I reached out, and he actually sent the track. And when he sent the track, I immediately was like, yeah, you know, I could relate to something of this nature, because I'm a mood rider. So, you know, whatever mood I'm in, I like to try to capture that at that time. So, you know, I was definitely in that same, in that type of mood. So we ended up, you know, writing it and making it work. You know, shout out to Jermaine Martel and Brandon as well, who also co-produced the record. And, you know, it just came to life, and it was a record that it really hit home, and it was one that a lot of people really kind of respected early on.
Definitely, definitely. I definitely agree with you when you say that was one of the records that people kind of respected, because even myself, when you came to me, I was like, no, no. And then, you know, when you took the advice, you worked with some more people and you submitted other music, that alone let me know that you were serious about your career. Because a lot of people, they seek advice, but they really don't act on it until they... And I guess I don't even know how to describe it, because I can't say until they feel like it, because you would think they feel like it when they come to you for the advice. So I don't know, like, you know.
Right.
I appreciate you for your ambition and your drive. Like, I really do. That makes it easy for myself to want to continue to work with you, because you have a lot of people out here that get lazy very quick, and it sucks, because it's a waste of time on both ends. But anyway, what continues to inspire you? You know, we all know that it's not easy to create a buzz. We know that it's not easy to get respect. And it's not easy to find good producers and good artists to work with all the time either. You know, look how long it's taken us to find, like, some really good collabs. And we're also picky, too. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to be picky, and a lot of artists feel like they're too good to do features with certain artists. So what keeps you going and motivated?
I mean, I think, you know, I was always that type of person who watched award shows and really kind of, like, listen to some of the newer artists who actually were fortunate to actually, you know, win an award and, you know, and have that story where, you know, hey, I was sitting on the couch watching this show, and now I'm here. You know, I always thought that, you know, do people really believe that? Do people really believe that that's what happened and things of that nature, you know? And granted, not to be dumb to the fact that they didn't put in work before that. You know, it just so happened that they got their opportunity or whatever. But that was something that always inspired me, you know, to say, hey, you know, set a goal and say, hey, you know what? Here's my expectation, and this is going to motivate me to get to this, you know, to this spot. And that was one of them that has. And so the opportunity to be like, hey, you know, to stand on the podium or stand wherever I'm at and say, look, you know, I've been at this for a long time, and, you know, I've been in them same shoes where you thought, hey, this is probably never going to work, or how is this ever going to work, and it happened, you know. And so to tell somebody that, to keep striving and to keep motivated, is something that keeps me motivated, to be able to be that dude, that person who, between all the odds and adversities, was able to overcome and was able to share my story with somebody who was in my shoes at this current moment. So that definitely what motivates me, on top of, obviously, you know, my family, my little girl, and wanting them to be proud of something that I've done for them, and of course to make you happy as well, because I know that you invest a lot of time. So to be able to for you to sit back and just be have that smile on your face and be proud, like, hey, you know, we done well, is also motivational as well.
Awesome. I hear the little one in the background too.
Oh yeah, she's going ham right now.
It's about that time where they try to fight to sleep, so yeah, I can only imagine that.
You got the frisbee next to the laptop. Hold up. Don't do that. Don't do that.
So, you know, we all have inspirations, but then we have challenges too, you know? I know I have challenges
right.
on a daily basis, and one of my challenges is freaking time management. Whew. But, you know, what right now, or not even right now, what has been your biggest challenge as a recording artist, an independent recording artist?
There's a lot of them. I think you can never really be prepared for this type of question. I mean, honestly, the challenges are presented every day in life. So you dealing with challenges as an artist, but that ain't even half the challenges that you deal with on a daily basis. You know, for me, obviously, I have a one-year-old who is in constant need of attention and need. You know, I have a wife who's in constant need of attention, which is not a bad thing, but it is what it is. I have a job that is very demanding and time demanding of my time. You know, I have amongst a family. I mean, there's a whole lot of things. So, you know, before you even can step foot into say as challenging is having someone buy my record, it's dealing with all those and coping with all those other challenges first, so making sure that those are at least maintained or contained to even put yourself in the shoes of, okay, now I'm in artist mode. What challenges now that I have to be presented? And then there's a whole slew of challenges that appear, you know, that way. And that's time of day. Somebody giving you the time of day to listen to your record or take you serious, or somebody to take a chance and play your record on the radio, or a DJ to say, hey, I'm going to spin this. Or for somebody to buy it, or for somebody to even just look at you as an artist. I mean, there's challenges, you know, all around, and I don't think I can really single one out, you know, that's going to probably outweigh all of them.
Right.
It's just a grind, but it's at the end of the day, ultimately, you know, we'll look back at this and say, we accomplished those challenges, what more are there to come, so.
Definitely. I agree with you on making sure that you contain everything that you can possibly grab a hold on a personal level before you intertwine anything on a business level.
Right.
Especially in situations where you have a spouse or a partner and you have kids and you have a 9-to-5 and you're also trying to make time to get to the studio to practice. You know, to work out, whatever you feel like you need to do to maintain a steadfast pace in moving forward in your career. So, yeah, I don't want to make the wife mad. We don't want to make the wife mad. We don't want to have her mad.
Oh, no. We'll do that.
Look, she's very quiet, and I already know what that means. Those quiet ones, man, you gotta watch out for them, man.
You talking about wifey?
Yeah, she's quiet. When I've been around, she's very quiet.
She's very observant. she just sits back and she observes, like for real, she may have an earful for me. You know, won't say nothing at the moment, but we'll be like, look, you know, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, for me, you know, I'm somebody who, man, for so long I've been somebody who just did whatever I wanted to do. And so to have another perspective on a daily basis it humbles me, but it keeps me sane too, because there's some situations that I could have probably gotten myself into, but with thought and patience and her in my ear, it made me make the better decision. And so, you know, I like to take her out wherever, as much as I can, to like a show and stuff, so I can show her the atmosphere and stuff, because then she gets a better appreciation of what is going on. Because I tell you what, if you're in a relationship, or if you have somebody who's riding with you, if they ain't riding or dying with you, or if they ain't supportive, it's going to be very challenging. It's going to be very tough, because, like we said, we can resort back to, if things ain't leveled or contained on a personal basis, when it comes time to perform, it ain't going to happen. So she's quiet, but she's real, you know, she's real supportive. I thank God for that. But she's opinionated, and she has my best interest, so that's always a plus.
With that being said, I'm going to get into another track. I'm going to go ahead and play Ease Your Mind. This one was off of Progression as well, right?
Right.
This one was produced by
Mo Murda.
Yeah, y'all make sure y'all follow Mo Murda on Twitter. That's Mo Murda, M-U-R-D-A, Beats, B-E-A-T-Z. Follow him on Twitter.
Can I get a
check
side note?
Let
me get, before, my bad, let me get a little side note. So I like to always tell a story. People are like, who produced that beat? Oh, man, my boy, Mo Murda. Mo Murda? I'd be like, yeah, Mo Murda. That's it, like Mo Murda beats, like he murders beats and stuff. But the people's first, their first observation of that is like, okay, he probably makes like these killer gangster beats or anything. But actually, it's funny because he makes all of my hip-hop, well, all of my R&B beats. I don't know. It's just something funny that I always like to tell people because of his name. But anyway. Go ahead.
Right. He's a very versatile producer. So if you ever get a chance to check him out, just look him up. Mo Murda Beats. And that's, everything has a space in between if you look him up. And again, this track is called Ease Your Mind by International Rob B. It's Turned Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Maggie Love, live from Jacksonville, Florida. Here we go.
What's this? In the back of your mind, like, what if? It's probably asinine. Cause your man don't know about us now. Keep it on the low. I tell you over and over, just let your mind go. As I engage in this flow, you doing things I don't. You say he insecure, you say he a lot of talk. I just walk the walk, he don't never come over. He tell your friends you whip, but what he don't know, karma's a bitch. Okay, like enough with him, well, we'll get back with him. Go get the cups and ice. Coke in hand, I'm talking fireworks. 4th of July, I'ma have you fiending, baby. Why would I lie?
I can give you something worth your time. I know the mother said, but keep in mind,
I just wanna blow your mind.
I ain't gotta tell you that you fine, but more than that, how you stay in line. So just keep it on the low, low, low. Nobody's gotta know, no, no. Just keep it on the low, low. No.
Oh, do you like it, baby?
Yes.
Do I do you right?
Yes.
You know I'm only asking with the whole night.
Yes.
This only the beginning, chapter one. See, I endorse you, the sequel to come.
Yes.
Oh, you gon' really come. We can start all over. You say you scared of change. I'm your Barack Obama. Picture life with no drama.
No.
Flights in the summer. Get you that house for your kid and your mama. Just buying in the chips, I'm cashing in. I know he choose to gamble, but I'm all in. Picture life and handle, although we go through trials, but effing tribulations, they only last a while. I'm trying to hold you down, feel like I'm campaigning. Let me blaze your trail, so you always winning. That baby always winning. If you choosing me, like don't you see I'm still waiting, how it's gonna be.
Something worth your time.
Yes.
I know the mother said, but keep in mind.
I just wanna blow your mind.
I ain't gotta tell you that you fine,
yes.
But more than that, how you stay in line?
So just keep it on the low, low, low.
Nobody's gotta know, no, no.
Just
relax and ease your mind.
I can give you something worth your time. I'm your mother's soul, but keep in mind,
I just wanna blow your mind.
I ain't gotta tell you that you fine, but more than that, how you stay in line. So just keep it on the low, low, low. Nobody's gotta know, no, no. Just keep it on the low, low, low. Nobody's gotta know, no.
Boy said, just keep it on the low. Nobody has to know. Rob, what you was talking about in that song?
No, I mean, you know, for those who've been in this situation where it's like, I don't know, it always happens, it seems, but this was just kind of like, I like to draw back from experiences as well. And, you know, you always have that person that you kind of cool with. You see them kind of going through it, and they always unhappy. You know, they always like, you know, I'm not happy in my relationship, but they don't never leave. And so you just like, well, you know what? You know, for the night, just sit back. Don't say nothing. Let me go ahead and ease your mind and let you know what kind of experience you can have. Just close your eyes and let me just talk to you for a second. You know what I'm saying? And when we're saying keep it on the low, obviously, it's because, you know, you can't just pronounce it. You know what I'm saying? While you're trying to do your thing. You know, but she already unhappy. Oh, keep it on the low. You know, ain't nobody got to know about it right now. You go ahead and make up your mind. So, you know, just a little bit of relatability on that end. Because you know people guilty out there.
Oh, my goodness. When I talk to y'all. Never mind. We're going to save that for a conversation off the air. But, okay, I hear you. With your player circle talk, dog. With your player smooth talk. I hear you. That was one of my favorites off of Progression. And you guys can find all of Rob's music on iTunes. You can look him up on International Rob B. And like I said, all his music is there on iTunes. You can Google him and there's plenty of information that will come up about this guy. So I know, from Progression, we did Evolve, which was also another, I feel like that was another good project on your behalf as well. I like where you went with Evolve. You kind of, I don't know, and I could be wrong. I feel like you opened up a little bit more on a personal level with that project.
Right.
So go ahead and tell us a little bit about that project, Evolve, which was released at the beginning of this year. And I'll play a couple tracks from that.
Yeah, I mean, Evolve was, for me in the beginning, it was all about just getting product out, you know, giving people, you know, more music, more opportunities to hear me, more different sounds. And, you know, what producers like about me is that, you know, typically when they start to send me beats, I don't really sit on beats at all. Unless and granted, they'll send me, you know, a couple, five or whatever, 10, however many it may be. I pick the ones that I like for my current mood. You know, I know some people they sit on beats, but for me, I just don't. I like to just take whatever appeals to me and is grabbing me at the particular moment, and I'll go ahead and write to it. I'll go record it and then put it out. You know, especially at that moment, at the beginning of the year, my mindset was just like kind of like get material out, and you know, for the people, And for Evolve, I felt like with the material that I had, it was just another step of what I like to call progression, you know. And I felt like I was able to open up a little bit more. I was able to use different types of sounds. I had collabs on there that I hadn't, folks I hadn't collabed with before, like Twan D and July, the producer, and Bugs Malone, my cousin. I mean, I had a lot more features on there. And so I was able just to kind of just show a little, a different side of me and on a more personal, because people knew me as being more commercial. I rap about what people like to hear. And I figured out that, you know, people want to get to know you individually as an artist and as a person. And so I wanted to focus on that more on this, on, you know, that overall project.
Awesome. The first track that I am going to play is collab. It's a collab track. It's called, it's titled What Have Y'all Started, featuring The Villain and Murda. There you go. Murda again. Murda. He's not only a producer, he is a rapper. So I'm going to go ahead and spin this track here. It's called What Have Y'all Started by International Rob B, featuring The Villain and Murda. Here we go. Turn It Up Tuesdays.
Junkin' got five, and I get it live. I'm gon' turn it up, I'm just doing fine. Oh yeah, my turn is up, no need to stun me. I'm just doing me, progressing all you see. Oh my God, what if y'all started? Oh my God, what if y'all started? Oh my God, what if y'all started? Oh my God, oh my God.
Turned up to the max, mind on them stacks. To rock up in my system, more wet counter attack. So my vision a little blurry, but you don't need to worry. Toast to all my fault, remain celebratory. No, never satisfied. We start again to keep it moving. These haters always pursuing, can't be such Virgin Mary. You know my flow is exclusive. You know be the movement. I done taken so many shots. You would think Lil Jon present. Bouncing in the club, shorty eyeing me up. Talking what you gon' offer, nothing on to the next. See, it's all about progression. My people know the motto, press on gas like full throttle. Trying to live it up the most of my idols. Like, make a name for myself, check. Create a lane for myself, check. My team way too strong, better start with myself. Mind frame, and let's get it. Used to be so timid, but when you take some win, you really can't help but split an image.
Junkie got five, and I get it live. I'm gon' turn it up, I'm just doing fine. Oh yeah, my turn is up, no need to stun me. I'm just doing me, progressing all you see. Oh my God, what if y'all started? Oh my God, what if y'all started? Oh my God, what if y'all started? Oh my God, oh my God.
I'm focused on progression. Sure, life progresses. The swagger so aggressive. I'm turned up like electric. I'm stuck on getting money. I guess I'm well connected. I'm going to the top. You haters less receptive. And I don't give a damn. This is self-preservation. I could see you coming. Final destination. Cultivation. Getting back to it. Got the realignment. Focus on the climate. If you don't give a damn, then we don't give a fuck. You got too much mustard. You need to catch up. Who you telling? We ain't buying what you selling. You're preaching to the choir, and I am not the reverend. Do you for a change? If it change, cause we doing us pause. And all my girls are flyer than the stewardess. Do you for a change? If it change, cause we doing us pause. Rob X, we are flyer than the stewardess.
Junkie got five, and I get it live. I'm gon' turn it up, I'm just doing fine. Oh yeah, my turn is up, no need to stun me. I'm just doing me, progressing how you see. Oh my God, what if y'all started? Oh my God, what if y'all started? Oh my God, what if y'all started? Oh my God, oh my God.
OMG, them folks on me, I'm rolling up straight out the pit. getting it cake. This shawty keep telling me fall through, but I pass right by her place. Cause I'm on a paper tape. It turned into a race. And it's hard to see the finish line, but he hoes all in my face. I go to work. I pull a skirt. Then I roll the earth. It's dirt. Getting on his nerves. Playing all my verses. Say she love me. And she really wanna hold me. Get a little autograph. Take a picture. Bust out for a pose. I see you get mad. I just laugh. You hate her. Ain't in the way of your paper. Why your face all balled up? Ain't ask you no favor. Little homie trying to bite my flow. He know I go the hardest. My sport hit strong. Think you want to start this.
What Have Y'all Started by International Rob B featuring The Villain and Murder. Y'all make sure y'all get that track on iTunes. Look him up, International Rob B. Just visit his website, internationalrob-b.com. So, Rob, football.
Yeah.
I seen your post the other day about damn Dallas Cowboys. I'm like, this guy here. So I'm assuming when it comes to the NFL, Dallas Cowboys is your favorite team, and you're forcing your little daughter, who has no choice in decision making right now, to wear those horrible clothes.
Isn't that so lovely?
Well, we do ride together on the same basketball team, though, so I ain't gonna give you too much on that there.
Don't give me too much. Hold up.
But let the people know a little bit about what sports you played, though, because I was, you know, I'm not even gonna lie, I was being a little judgmental when I saw your photos and things like that when you first presented them to me, and I was like, oh, this is a pretty guy. He's a pretty guy. He's probably a metrosexual or something like that, you know. Make sure.
I'm telling my mama.
So, I was very shocked when you told me about, you know, what you had going on in college. So, let the people know about that.
Well, it was funny. The other day, I did a show before I went into all this surgery. It was the night of the Mayweather fight, and I ran into an old friend who I went to high school with him, and he was like, you know what, man, you know, I'm so happy and proud that you're doing your thing with the music and stuff, and I support you and stuff, and he was like, you know what, man, but I ain't gonna lie, I thought that you was just sports all the way, and I told my people that, you know, you was gonna make it to the NFL one day and things of that nature, so. You know, that I guess that's kind of a backstory to get into to my answer now. But yeah, man, I mean, I guess since the age of 3 or 4, YMCA, we were Army family, so we moved everywhere. But wherever we were, we made sure we were in a league of some sort: football, basketball, soccer, anything that you could think of. We did growing up. Me and my little sister, she's 2 years younger than me, so we were involved in everything. And when we moved here to Florida, Orlando, like 95, 96, you know, 2 weeks, we were here, got right on the football field and did the little Pop Warner and did the Junior Magic. My mom was very involved as a coach. My dad was in Korea, and he was military, so he's in Korea and Kansas, so he wasn't there a good part of my youth. I mean, obviously, when he was away, when he was here, he was, but my mom
right.
held it down. And so we just got into everything. We just did sports, and we became known for that. And so I was fortunate to have good careers in high school with football and basketball, and I got offered an opportunity to go up to Minnesota and play football and basketball. And so, you know, I had other opportunities to play singular sports, whether it be just football or basketball, but I said, you know, who could say in their lifetime that, hey, you played both at a high level? So I went ahead and played, you know, football and basketball. In football, I was a quarterback in high school, but I was too short, you know, really to kind of play quarterback, you know, in college, like 5'11". So they actually transitioned me to defense. So I actually played corner. And for basketball, I play I like to shoot. So I play off guard, and sometimes I play point guard or whatever. So you know, I was fortunate to have an opportunity to play 4 years of college ball, and that's something that, you know, I'll be able to tell my kids, and you know, I have the accolades to say, hey, you know, I enjoyed my time, you know, playing sports.
Cool, cool. I would like to see some of that video. Or better yet.
You can beat?
I was going to say, better yet, I'll challenge you in a game now. That ain't nothing. I'll shoot your lights out.
I just play with my left hand. Nah,
I'll play with my left hand too. And shoot with it. You don't want none of this.
I know you mess around and back try to bat me in and you know, do things you ain't supposed to do on the court. Hold up now. But
let me hold on to your jersey.
You know, it's like, dang, I can't shoot a layup.
Heck yeah, that would be pretty fun. So I want to go into one of my favorite tracks off of Evolve, which is Fly Away. And this was actually many favorites. You can also check this video out on YouTube. Look him up, International Rob B, Fly Away, featuring July, the producer. The video was shot at an exclusive resort in Tampa by Legit Looks. Shout out to Legit Looks. So I was definitely pleased with the video shoot and how everything turned out. A lot of times I'm not with Rob when he does what he does. He calls me for advice. We sort out a plan. We take each other's opinions. He uses my opinion. Sometimes he don't. I had to get used to that, but I'm used to it.
to throw that in there.
This is one of my favorites off of Evolve, Fly Away. Y'all make sure y'all look them up on YouTube. Here we go.
You know.
Passport check. Coat check. Baby, let's go.
You know you bad. Yeah, MJ bad. I was on my Billie Jean. You put an end to that. This bigger than me. Oh, this bigger than life. I know your name ain't Barker, but your price is right. How about tonight? We just do what we do. Rendezvous. Take flight right around that avenue. See you like nice shoes. Since I'm in a good mood, I might throw it in a bag. Just like homie Fab do. Simple woman, but you structured. Who like long walks in public? You don't think nothing of it, but care about others judging. I love it. I can run with that, cause I feel the same. And where your head at and your goals at, I can't complain now.
To the things that fucked up like us. Yeah, I'ma let you know, girl, fly away. Yeah, I'ma let you know, girl, fly away. Yeah, I'ma let you know, girl, fly away. Yeah, I'ma let you know. Yeah, I'ma let you know, girl, fly away. Yeah, I'ma let you know, girl, fly away. Yeah, I'ma let you know, girl, fly away.
I ain't never met a girl just like you. Over here got me thinking I can wipe you. It's so true, it's so true. These other dudes lost out, not concerned too much. On my A1, since day one. Never treat you like a task, but how come? The outcome got me thinking I can overcome. Self-esteem, confidence plus one. Oh, I'm gonna do what we talked about. And anything we do, girl, we can work it out. Baby girl, don't front, what you talking about? Eating alone ain't cool, rip your hair out. On top of that, your girlfriend's effing off to the point why you involve them. Add to the fact, do they make things better? Do they like sunny weather? Or do they like more drama? Bad storms, every hour, talking about holding on. We really don't have to be involved with that. Step by step, fly away. What's wrong with that?
Get set, more than life. Grab your things and get ready for the night. We about to
flow. Don't miss this life. Say goodbye to the things that fucked up like us. Yeah, I'ma let you know, girl, fly your way. Yeah, I'ma let you know, girl, fly your way. Yeah, I'ma let you know, girl, fly your way. Yeah, I'ma let you know.
Make sure y'all check that video out, man. That video is hot, crisp, clean. Rob looking all tan and stuff.
And, you
know, got your cool shades on and everything like that. So, when you tell us about that track, tell us a little bit about that track, Fly Away.
Well, once again, man, I think that I've just been just fortunate to be in the right place at the right time. Big shout out to Ron Fernandez, manager of July, the producer, who set this whole thing up. You know, I was looking for something different. He had actually showed me that track before and said that he was actually going to have it for somebody else, a couple of other people. He had like a Tiger sound on it. He had Tiger rapping on it, like kind of that's how he sampled it to get the kind of the melody and the rhythm. And then he actually had somebody else that was pretty prominent that was going to be on it, and it didn't work out. And so, you know, I expressed interest in the record, and he said, yeah, man, you know, if you want it, it's yours. So, man, we went ahead and made it happen. I already had the hook on it, so I just kind of just took it, tried to take it to, you know, to a place where people can relate. You know, I put my little style on it, and so the record just ended up being what it was, and people have been so responsive to it that, you know, I'm just very, very grateful. And then, you know, had the ability to shoot the video with Legit Looks, which was a great look, no pun intended, and gave me something good that I could really promote and represent for myself. And so I'm just happy with the success for this record, and, you know, we're still ongoing and promoting it. And if you haven't seen the video, check it out, man. It's something fresh, it's something different, and I'm just real proud of it. So
there you have it. I'm proud of it too. I'm proud of you. that video, when I got it back, I really didn't know what to expect, because especially with the expectations that we have, like I don't know if you all are aware by now, but we have high expectations for ourselves. And Rob is very meticulous. And I like that about him, because he takes pride in all that he puts out to his fans. So, therefore, you don't find a lot of, I'm not going to say you don't find a lot of, but there are a lot of artists out there that don't take pride in what they put out. They just want to be heard. They don't care what it looks like visually. Just listen to it. But a lot of times it won't even get listened to because the visual on it is not even capturing. So shout out to you for all your investing in your graphics and your artwork and your videos.
No doubt. Yeah. I mean, you really just said it. For me, I don't know if you can call it anal or P. Diddy,
yeah,
or whatever you want to call it, but I mean, for me, I'm just real, like I take it real serious, man. It's like this is what I like to do. This is my business. I got other people's time being invested, other people's money. You know, when you consider all of that, and then you consider, you know, the fact that I have a family and all that. You know, time to wait for nobody. And for me, if I'm gonna put out something, it's got to be perceived how I would want to see somebody else's project be perceived. You know, and so. If it don't look right, then it won't be on it. If it don't sound right, then it's gonna go back to getting mixed. If it don't, you know, or re-recorded, or the same as a video. Just anything that I do just has to look a certain way, because you don't get another chance. You know, for me, you know, for somebody to see something one time, it's gotta make an impression. Especially being an independent artist, whether that's performing, that's gotta be right, or they hear a project, or they hear a single, or how it's being promoted, or whatever. I'm just real anal when it comes to it, and as you know that as well. And things have to be done a certain way, and I've learned a lot from you, too, how to also channel all of that energy into making something really, really, really seem bigger than what it really is at this, you know, moment of time. But I don't know, man. I can't speak for nobody else or judge anybody else, but for me, just know that when you see anything or hear anything from me, it's got to be what they call it nowadays, 100. You know what I'm saying? Because I just know, for real, I mean, I just, shout out to Bone Thugs and Harmony. But I just know the hard work that it takes and that other people put in. And you just don't get no second chances. And I don't want nobody to say, hey, Rob half-assed him, man. He ain't doing what he got to do. Not that I do it for anybody else. It's just that that's what the You Know movement stands for. You Know it is a little cocky, because when you hear somebody say You Know or me say You Know, it's because you know that what I'm doing is big time. It has to be. And so that stands for anybody else who would like to use that or likes to think of themselves as somebody who can be accountable and dependable and all of that good stuff. When people say You Know, it's that they know that they're going to get the best from you 100%.
Can you hear me?
Oh, okay, I can hear you now.
Okay. So, yeah, definitely make sure you guys follow him on Twitter at @TeamRob_B. That's kind of like his movement that he has going along with the You Know movement. He is a part of Get Lifted Entertainment, but he had this You Know movement when he came aboard, and I definitely wasn't going to be like, no, I don't want to support your You Know movement. So look out for T-shirts. Look out for the hand pointing at you, letting you know You Know. And his little hashtag, that's pretty much what that stands for, You Know, that's his saying. And if you listen to his music, he definitely has it throughout quite a few of his tracks. Speaking on, you know, giving the people what they want and making sure you do what's necessary, I want to play this next track because when I heard it, it made me felt like something or someone has inspired you, or at that moment you just felt really inspired when you wrote this track. It's called To The Limit. This is the track on the YouTube contest where he basically, it was like a beat and other artists, I think it was, what'd you say, 15 to 16 artists submitted their song. Yeah, submitted their song to the beat. And he was the chosen winner. So check it out. You can go on YouTube and listen to it as well. But for now, To The Limit by International Rob B, produced by Zom, right? Is that right, Zom? Z-O-M?
Right, produced by Zom, Z-O-M. Real talented, hard worker as well, producer.
All right, so we're going to run it. The Limit, here we go.
You know what time it is. You know. I'll be down my seat. Fall out.
You be working in the city, you don't even got a question. When you see me on the street, no one's heard of that can be. Push it to the limit, I'ma push it to the limit. Push it to the limit, I'ma push it to the limit. Why be busy on the stage, and you know I'm going in. Tell a friend, bring a friend, either way we gon' win. Hold up, we don't settle around here. Keep it clear, we gon' push it till we all around here.
You know.
Coast, coast, we get it. My folks know that we all in. Riding down our boat, determined with my movement. 9 to 5, that's so-so. Bigger dreams of my convo, so I go through the motions, thinking rather be on the road. So when I grind, and I get it. Growing up, I'm so timid. And I grab life by the horns, knowing I'ma ride till I'm in it. Done showcase, the showcase. CD, the CD. Do y'all really see me? Politics on repeat. But really, it's nowhere at. I know it ain't no hurry. See me Diddy on the stage. Like y'all gon' see it someday. Someday, move over as I make way. If you see it like I see it, we gon' do it. Who is like that? We'll be working in the city, you don't even got a question. When you see me on the street, no one's heard of that can be. Push it to the limit, I'ma push it to the limit. Push it to the limit, I'ma push it to the limit. Why be leaning on the stage, and you know I'm going in. Tell a friend, bring a friend, either way we gon' win. Hold up. We don't settle around here. Keep it clear. We gon' push it till we all around here.
You know.
Go focus and determine, man. This money on my mind.
Right.
When you said it, I just follow like a teacher in the yard.
You know,
wifey on my ad, man. And music ain't cheap. Bank account, watch the status, trying to land up on my feet, trying to reap. Do a war, you know these baby gotta eat. They don't care about what you doing, long they got a place to sleep. So you know I don't sleep. Plotting, scheming on a million, trying to make a million. If it kill me, fam, gon' eat. A lot of people judge me, fuck it if they don't know me. If they knew me, they'd be with me trying to get it, then it gets me out. Hard work around here, still ain't enough. I'ma push it to the limit, fill your tank up. We be working in the city, you don't even got a question. When you see me on the street, no one's heard of that can be. Push it to the limit, I'ma push it to the limit. Push it to the limit, I'ma push it to the limit. Why be baby on the stage, hey, you know I'm going in. Tell a friend, bring a friend, either way we gon' win. Hold up. We don't settle around here. Keep it clear. We gon' push it till we all around here.
You know me.
You don't push it to the limit.
Where you?
No, I'm
push it to the limit.
Who me?
You don't
push it to the limit.
To the limit.
Push it to the limit.
To the limit.
Working in the city, you don't even got a question. When you see me on the street, no one's heard of that can be. Push it to the limit, I'ma push it to the limit. Push it to the limit, I'ma push it to the limit. Why be Diddy on the stage, and you know I'm going in. Tell a friend, bring a friend, either way we gon' win. Hold up, we don't settle around here. Keep it clear, we gon' push it till we all around here.
You know.
Yo, 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 To The Limit. I like that track, produced by Zom. Y'all make sure y'all follow Rob on Twitter, smoothrob_beat. Talk about that track. That's one of my favorites when, you know, you get hyped and stuff like that. Because, you know, you try to stay smooth and everything for the ladies. So that was one of my favorite hype. Right. So tell us about that. I know you found the contest. I think it was posted like on Facebook, and you had told me to check it out.
Yeah, it was Zom actually. He became what I think. What is it? I think Kamo, who was out here heavy in the music scene over here in Orlando. You know, I think she had commented on it, or somebody commented on it. I wasn't even his friend, and I kind of saw that they were doing the contest. So I went ahead and, you know, befriended him and got the details and went ahead. And it was like he came out with, like, which was very smart marketing-wise, came out with, like, a 19 beat tape and said, you know, each artist pick one song, one beat, and write something to it. It could be, you know, as much as 8 bars or something like that, as long as you want it to be, and, you know, go ahead and post it, and by this day we'll go ahead and judge, and whoever has the best song got, like, a free beat lease and got, like, $20-$25 or whatever like that. So, you know, it's cool, you know, that opportunity, you know, to have new ears and see what other people got, or, you know, around, because it was internationally, so anybody could have done it, whatever. But with that particular song, the mood that I was in was just, like, you know, in Orlando, it's such other places as well. I mean, the independent scene is so complicated. You know, there's so many people, you know, saying they rap, and there's so many people that say they do promotion and stuff like that, and it was a whole bunch of chaos. So for this record, I just wanted to kind of just say, you know what, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I know what I stand for, and I'm just going to continue to push it to the limit, you know what I'm saying? And I wanted to kind of just, you know, show a different side of me, you know, show a fun side and how I got down, how I get down on the stage, and, you know, what my goals and admirations, you know, were, you know. And I was a little bit more edgier on this record. You know, basically just saying, you know what, at the end of the day, you know, if you don't believe in me, you don't believe in me. But, you know, for those, you know, I got y'all. I'm going to put y'all on my back, and we're going to make it. And we're going to push it to the limit, so.
No doubt. No doubt. And we definitely push it to the limit, for sure. For sure. I think at the beginning of the year, you were doing like, I don't know. I know you did a lot of traveling at the beginning of the year. It seemed like you were going to Atlanta every month, like twice, two or three times a month, it seemed like. And we just try to keep you. So when he does that traveling, it's like, I feel like sometimes we are pushing it just for the simple fact that I know you got to be away from your family. I know you got to take time off of work. I know you got to do this. I know you got to do that. And then when you get there, you got to try to utilize that time as much as possible, not only getting ready for the performance, but trying to do a little bit of marketing and networking as well. So that's what it's all about. This last track I want to play is the latest track that has been released, along with a pretty dope lyric video. Make sure you guys check him out on YouTube, International Rob B. This is the latest single off of the new project that we'll be releasing early, probably around the holiday season, Thinking of a Way. This track was also produced by Murda, Mo Murda Beats. Shout out to Mo Murda Beats in Fort Valley, Georgia. So I'm going to go ahead and play this last track. And we're going to let you give a few shout-outs, wrap it up. You know, I know your dog's probably hurt by now, so. We're going to go ahead and run this one right here. This is the latest single, Thinking of a Way, by International Rob B, produced by Mo Murda Beats. Here we go.
Light a candle.
In the work, ain't got no PTO,
no.
Probably get written up, but you worth it though. Keep seeing them jeans and in my mind, girl, how you work that? Ain't no in between, you go in, them girls don't like that. You paid the price, put in overtime, shorty got your own.
That's right.
You pick a two with the other dudes, they playing games.
Don't play no
them super thighs where you work out, Zumba, they should pay
they
you.
Should pay
you
right.
Think about what I thought about these past girls. This ain't you, like, can you picture what's rolling?
Yeah.
California dreaming, thinking red eye flights in Maui. Aloha's, we leave that thing, that silver skin so smooth. Got cocoa butter jealous.
Right.
To me and you, we go way back, like jeans and Perry Ellis. Can I take the time, let you know that you number one?
Well, you number one.
You kinda tried me, but it's all good, I deserve the one.
I deserve the one.
Can we drink the one?
Can we drink
take
the
shots, see the one of those.
Let's go.
That body, I'ma take my time. Here it goes, I'm like, summertime. You on my mind. What you doing tonight? Oh, what you doing for life? You seem like the wifey type. I can hold you down, not only for the night. Talk about we should wait a while, but we here now. See, I've been thinking of a way I can touch your body.
Your body.
I can touch your body. I can touch your body.
Your body.
I can touch y'all. Been thinking of a way I can touch your body.
Your body.
I can touch your body.
Your body.
I can touch your body.
Your body.
I can touch y'all. I can touch y'all.
Maybe you know we can do some things.
We can do some things.
I'm full of just give me vibes. Grab your things.
Just grab your things.
Late night special is on my mind.
You know what's on my mind. I'm
all day, girl, let me take a shower. I'ma have to say two, probably in an hour. The reason why I'm so shy, let go mine. The way you do my mind frame, it's no lie. Cause your boy get attention, a 10 hug. You should never on speed dial, a hold up, look. And you know I ain't sweating you. So you know that you want it too. Come through, lay it down, we can sit around, around too. We can use whipped cream, haircuts, I'm in the freaky stuff. Oh yeah, you too. Made these plans, what you talking about, or where you gotta go?
Asking all them questions, like,
got me looking like,
all I came to do is hit it now.
Yeah, right. Can I take this time, let you know that you number one?
You number one.
Oh, you like me? You ain't like them other ones. Well, I feel you. We could just take our time.
I salute you,
all the excuses.
I respect you.
Make them fly by the pride of life. Summertime. You on my mind. What you doing tonight? Oh, what you doing for life? You seem like the wifey type. I can hold you down, not only for the night. Talk about we should wait a while, but we here now. See, I've been thinking of a way I can touch your body.
Your body.
I can touch your body. I can touch
your body.
I can touch y'all. Been thinking of a way I can touch your body. I can touch
your body.
I can touch your body. I can touch y'all. I can touch y'all.
Baby, you know we can do some things.
We can do some things.
I'ma pull up, just give me vibes. Grab your things.
Just grab your things.
Late night special is on my mind.
You know what's on my mind? I'm like,
you know we ain't gotta rush. I'ma take my time.
I've been thinking of a way I can touch your body. So smooth, so nice, so I've been thinking of a way I can touch your body, so right, what you wanna do, nice.
Man, that shit so smooth, and I ain't mean to curse. I hope your mom ain't listening. I apologize.
Man.
If she is.
She certainly don't mind.
I cannot wait to hear the rest of the project again.
Oh, it feels so good. You don't even know.
Hey, and then I can't wait to hear that collab I can't wait to hear the collab with Jennifer. I can't wait for that.
Man.
And I know there's some other collabs on that one that I'm going to be looking forward to. So y'all make sure y'all follow Rob on Twitter, smoothrob_B. Follow him on Instagram, theofficial_IRB. And you can also look him up on Facebook, International Rob B. If you forgot all that, you can just go to internationalrob-b.com and, you know, get all your information there. You want to give any shout-outs, bro?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm gonna give a few shout outs. By the way, yeah, I like teasing you, man. You don't even know about the you ain't even really hear nothing yet, so it's so funny to me. But you will soon. Trust me. I wanna give a shout out first to God, to the Lord, for blessing me with the opportunity to be able to show through my performance and work ethic my true passion for music. I'm not a bragger. Obviously, it's, as many as you know, or if you follow me on Twitter and all that, I'm just random and weird. I don't really brag or do anything. Most people who are around me don't even know I do music initially until they start to research. But I'm only humbled by the Lord, you know, above to allow me to do this. But anyway, I'd like to give another shout out to Jennifer. Shout out, man. I told her I thank her every day for the collab because it's a special records and I think the world's gonna love it. Big shout out to July the producer who he gets credit for Progression, Evolve and every other song that I put out as far as mix and mastering and production on a lot of the records. Big shout out to Mo Murder. Without him, I think he's truly upgraded my sound, so I'm very grateful, humbled to have him in my life. Death Threats, you know, he's also been very, very influential in my production. And then also, of course, J.O. J.O. right now, he's been doing a year overseas, so he's someone that I first initially started working with through Progression with a lot of those records. So when he get back, we're going to get back on it. But also, just shout out to everybody who, you know, Chappelle Rose, C. Rose. He's somebody who travels with me wherever I go. You probably see him with me on the stage. He's an inspiring artist as well. And, you know, I took some time out the other day to just say, hey, you know, he's not just my hype man. He's my partner. So if I make it, he make it. He sacrificed a lot. And a lot of folks who give some grief about why he doing music with me, why he traveling with me, you know, those folks who feel some type of way. I'm so glad that he sticks with it and he stays real and 100%. Big shout out to my family, my wife, obviously my moms, who makes a lot of things happen behind the scenes. Mama, buy you a new house. Mama, buy a new house. and shout out to everybody else. I mean, I can probably go on, man, because there's a lot of people who really make this whole experience worth it. And some folks who are not even vocal, but they let me know that I'm doing what I need to do. So that, you know, that's glory. And last but not least, Maji Love, not to be taken lightly, but the last but not least, you know, you picked me up when I was literally in the crevices of the world, the cracks of the world, and, you know, you've picked my spirits up, and you took a chance, you know, with me, and you've been hard. We've had our rifts. We've been back and forth. At the end of the day, I think we built something real special, and I believe in you, as I know you probably believe in me, obviously, and, you know, we're going to do it. So big shout-out to you. I love what you're doing. I like that you put your heart first and you put the business first. You don't cater, you know, you don't cater us. You don't show us any favoritism. We just like everybody else, and we got to earn our keep. And so, you know, for you doing that, it's beautiful. Thank you for having me, and I look forward to all the endeavors we'll have moving forward.
Definitely. Thank you. Thank you for taking the time out to be a part of the show. I know you were anxious to be on, but you know how we do things. We just try to let everybody know we are definitely humble people around here at Get Lifted Entertainment, Graveyard Entertainment. And it's not all about us. It's about us and growing everybody that's supporting us, everyone that's around us, everyone that's involved with our journey. So again, we thank everybody. Rob, I just want to tell you that I'm very proud of you. I know that I'm not the easiest person to work with, and I know that I can be very critical at times, but that's only because I love you and I want you to succeed. So I'm not going to let up. It's only going to get harder, and it's going to be hard in a good way. It's not going to be hard in a bad way. So with that being said, keep up the good work, man, and, you know, to the top.
Word. Y'all be looking out, man. Flourish is coming soon. Man, you know, I'm glad that we had the opportunity to go down memory lane. It's only been a year for a lot of those records that you've heard, but for me, it's a distant memory. It was an opportunity. It was another notch. It was a mood that I was in at the time. You know, progression, evolve, reloaded, and now flourish, a real opportunity to allow folks to really kind of see what, you know, all of the progression we really have. And I'm really happy about this project, and hope y'all like it, man. Stay locked.
All right, y'all make sure y'all follow him on Twitter, smoothrob_B. I appreciate your time, man. Tell the wifey I said hello, and I'll get up with you later on this week.
Most definitely.
All right, I'll holla.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
All right.
Later. Y'all know that was my artist, International Robbie. Very proud of that guy. We're going to keep this show rolling. I'm going to play a couple more tracks. Y'all make sure you follow Get Lifted Radio on Twitter, GetLifted_Radio. Again, follow us on Twitter, GetLifted_Radio. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. It's all Maji Love, MAGILOVE, or I am Maji Love, one or the other. And we are here every week, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, turning up Tuesdays. I'll be launching another show called Southern Radio. That show is actually going to be a media-based show. Different actually 10 different countries on September 29th. If you are being broadcast live worldwide, submit your music to Southern Radio Submissions with an S at gmail.com. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and play this track right here is by Southern Comfort called Thoughts. He is an artist of Graveyard Entertainment who is behind the scenes making things happen for our headliner artist, which is Sir Nasty. But here is Thoughts by Southern Comfort of Graveyard Entertainment. Here we go.
Graveyard Entertainment.
I let my mind wander, I let my mind go. I'm kicking bitches to the curb like Tybo. One glove on, no Michael. Dressed in all black, no funeral. Mind of a maniac, thoughts of a psycho. One love, one nation. Poverty is a bad situation. Honestly, I don't know how to face them.
So I man up, you better stand down. This is not just a toy in my hand now. I don't wanna kill, but I will if I must. And all I gotta say is that they don't give a fuck about us. Nobody really listens, they just judge us. We never take advice, that's why we struggle. What is a hustle? A 9-to-5 or a drug spot? Selling clothes at the flea market. Pimping hoes on the side, tricking if you gotta. Working overnight or rapping for a dollar. Hope I can inspire, changing you. Like a baby, I'm changing you. I know the world got you choking on anger too. Cause I'm mad, don't judge me for wearing a black flag. Pants never hit the ground, though they say. Can't judge my future, you don't know my past.
I let my mind wander, I let my mind go. I'm kicking bitches to the curb like Tybo. One glove on, no Michael. Dressed in all black, no funeral. Mind of a maniac, thoughts of a psycho. One love, one nation. Poverty is a bad situation. Honestly, I don't know how to
face them. So I just close my eyes and keep dreaming. Wake from the dream and it seems so real. You and you were there, but it wasn't real. You don't understand life, then you don't get me. They arrest my whole block, but they don't get me. Am I blessed, innocent, or just lucky? I don't know where to go from here, I'm too tired. Rest on the curb, I can still hear the sirens. Mahatma Gandhi couldn't stop this violence. How can you laugh when the whole world's crying? Babies getting kidnapped, little girls dying, families getting trapped in burning house fire. Why don't I just ignore it all? Say the hell with emotions and avoid it all. I was raised by a woman and I'm tough as bread. No mama didn't raise no bitch. Yeah. No mama didn't raise no bitch. Yeah.
I let my mind wander, I let my mind go. I'm kicking bitches to the curb like Tybo. One glove on, no Michael. Dressed in all black, no funeral. Mind of a maniac, thoughts of a psycho. One love, one thug, one nation. Poverty leads.
Hey, I like that shit. Thought. By Southern Comfort. Follow him on Twitter. Southern underscore Comfort. And that's COM, the number 4RT. Southern Comfort. This next track I'm going to play is by an artist out of Orlando, Boogs Malone. He has a mixtape out called Let It Be a Surprise. You can look that up on DatPiff. You can follow him on Twitter at Boogs, B-O-O-G-S underscore Malone, M-A-L-O-N-E. Here we go. Smoke a lot.
Dollar City.
Yeah. Boogs, I got you, homie.
Yeah.
Shots, man. And I ain't talking Cali green. Y'all motherfuckers ain't high as me. Y'all motherfuckers smoke a Reggie weed. Fucking with C6 and Sims. Daddy, fill out pack recipe. The shit that I blow on is mad life. see. Smoking on medicinal. I know niggas that grow weed. The way I like mine. Ride around blowing lemon lime. Smoking fruit loops with my goof troop. That purple shit from the grapevine. I get money. Stay fresh. Fuck hoes. Wind and dine. Everything goes fucking, nigga. I get high just a pastime. Cause smoking be a nigga pastime. Time out. No flatline. Two cigarellas. Rolled up with that flatline. Bitch.
Let's go.